Test of Trivia, Episode 1. Welcome to Test of Trivia, a podcast game show where contestants face off against each other answering challenging trivia questions in categories ranging from art to technology. Now let's meet our contestants. First, from Denver, Colorado, we have Dan Lurie.
Hey there.
From Silicon Valley, California, we have Eric Rice, or Spin.
Salutations.
And also from Silicon Valley, we have Kevin Marks.
Good evening.
All right, so first, let me list the rules. Each Test of Trivia game consists of two rounds, each with 10 questions. For each question, here's what will happen. After I am finished reading the question, the contestants will have a chance to buzz in. If one does buzz in, they can attempt to answer the question. If they get it right, they get plus 2 points. If they get it wrong, they get minus 2 points. If neither person buzzes in, I will read the four answer choices. That's A, B, C, and D. And after I finish reading all of the answer choices, the contestants will have another chance to buzz in. If one does buzz in, they can attempt to choose the right answer choice. If they get it right, they get plus 1 point. And if they get it wrong, they get minus 1 point. At the end of the two rounds, there's a final extra challenging question. The contestants have the opportunity to wager any number of their current points on a bet that they can answer this question. After this final question, the game show is over, and the contestant with the most points is victorious. Throughout the course of Test of Trivia, each contestant will have their own unique buzzer sound. Let's go through them now. Dan, what is your buzzer sound?
Boop.
All right, and Eric, what is yours?
Honk.
And Kevin, what is yours?
Bing.
All right. Let's start with round one, question one. The category is history. The Strategic Arms Limitation Talks, or SALT I, occurred while which U.S. president was in office?
Boop.
Yes, Dan.
Ronald Reagan.
That is wrong. Would anybody like to challenge? No, all right, I will read the answers. The answers are A, John F. Kennedy, B, Richard Nixon, C, Ronald Reagan, or D, George Bush Sr. All right, Dan?
Nixon.
Nixon is correct, and you have just made up for your minus 2 points with plus 1 point, putting you at minus 1. Now for question 2. The category is movies. Where was James Bond portrayer Sean Connery born?
Bing.
Yes, Kevin.
Scotland.
Scotland is correct, and that is plus 2 points for Kevin. And now on to question 3. The category is science. Which planet is named after the Roman goddess of love?
Bing.
Honk.
Yes, Kevin.
Venus.
Venus is correct, and Kevin is at plus 4. And for question 4. The category is technology. Which company produced the Amiga 500 computer beginning in 1987?
Bing.
And that goes to Eric.
Commodore.
Commodore is correct, and that is plus 2 points for Eric. Question 5. The category is sports. Which country's team won the 2002 FIFA World Cup? And nobody's answering, so I will read the choices. The answers are A, Argentina, B, Japan, C, United States, or D, Brazil. And Eric?
Brazil.
Brazil is correct, and they won 2-0 against Germany. And that is plus 1 point for Eric, putting him at plus 3. Okay, question 6. The category is literature. The question is, who wrote Moby Dick?
Bing.
And Kevin?
Herman Melville.
That is correct. And the captain in it was?
Ahab.
Very nice. No bonus points for that, but you got to demonstrate that you know more than all of us. And that was another plus 2 for Kevin, putting him at 6, and he remains in the lead. Going to question 7, the category is geography. Which Caribbean nation has voodoo as its major religion? And that's Dan.
Haiti.
What was that?
Haiti.
Yes, that is correct. Dan gets plus 2 points, finally putting him in the positive numbers at plus 1. And on to question 8. The category is science. When the moon, as seen from Earth, is growing larger, it is said to be what?
Bing!
And Kevin?
Waxing.
That is correct. That is +2 points for Kevin, putting him far in the lead at +8. And when it is getting smaller, the moon is said to be waning. Question 9. The category is art. Which surrealist painter, famous for works such as The Persistence of Memory, was born in Figueres, Spain in 1904?
Bing!
I believe that was Kevin.
Salvador Dali.
That is correct. And yes, The Persistence of Memory is the one with the melting clocks. +10 for Kevin, and we move on to question 10. The category is television. Who played Captain James T. Kirk in the original Star Trek? And that is Eric.
William Shatner.
That is correct. And +2 points for Eric puts him at +5. And that concludes round 1. And the scores at the end of round 1 are +1 for Dan, +5 for Eric, and in the lead, +10 for Kevin. Now it's time to begin round 2. The first question in round 2's category is music. Which artist or artists released the album Blood on the Tracks in 1975? No answer. We will go to the choices. And the answers are A. Bob Dylan, B. The Who, C. Elton John, or D. The Rolling Stones. All right, no answer for that question. It was Bob Dylan, and the album featured many of Dylan's more famous songs, including Tangled Up in Blue and The Jack of Hearts. Now on to question 2. Category is literature. Which author wrote So Long and Thanks for All the Fish? That sounded like everybody. I believe it was Dan.
God damn it, I've forgotten that. And I have the book sitting 10 feet away from me.
The title is So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. What is the book? I mean, what is the author?
Douglas Adams, yes, that's it, right.
There you go, and that's +2 for Dan, putting him at +3. And we're on to question 3. The category is geography. Budapest is the capital of which country? And that was Dan.
Hungary.
That is correct, with Budapest having the 9th largest population of cities in the European Union. And Dan is now at +5. Question 4. The category is history. In which country was the Rosetta Stone found in 1799?
Bing!
And Kevin?
Egypt.
That is correct, and it provided the missing link for the interpretation of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. That's +2 for Kevin, putting him at +12. On to question 5. The category is sports. Which athlete won 4 gold medals, including one in the 100 meters, one in the 200 meters, in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin?
Bing!
And Kevin?
Jesse Owens.
Very nice. He also won the gold in the long jump and as a member of the 4x100 relay team. That puts Kevin far in the lead at +14. On to question 6. The category is music. Which legendary composer wrote The Art of Fugue and The English Suite?
Bing.
Kevin.
Bach.
That is correct, putting Kevin at +16. Question 7. The category is science. Acrophobia is more commonly known as the fear of what?
Boop.
And I believe that was Dan.
Large spaces.
That is incorrect. -2 for Dan puts him at +3.
Which phobia did you say?
Acrophobia.
Oh, acro, not agro. Agora. You cut out.
Oh, sorry.
Agora is fear of the marketplace.
Right. Well.
Any other answers? Alright, we go to the choices. Choice 1, A is spiders, B dead things, C heights, or D snakes.
Bing!
And Eric.
Heights?
That is correct. With acrophobia being derived from the Greek word meaning summit, such as in Acropolis. That puts Eric at +7. Now on to question 8. The category is geography. Myanmar was known as what until 1989?
Bing.
Kevin.
Burma.
That is correct. Myanmar's official language continues to be Burmese. Kevin is now at +18. And we're on to question 9. The category is art. Which artist painted The Scream, a painting that has been notoriously sought after by art thieves?
Bing.
Kevin.
Edvard Munch.
That is correct. And The Scream was stolen twice, once in 1994 and once in 2004. Kevin gets +2, putting him at +20. And we're on to question 10. The category is movies. Which actor, quote, could have been a contender in the film On the Waterfront?
Bing.
Kevin.
Marlon Brando.
That is correct. And he won the Oscar for that role in 1953. That puts Kevin at +22, ahead of Spin or Eric at +7, who is ahead of Dan at +3. And we go to the final question. All right, and the final question... category is pop culture. And what's going to happen here is I'm going to read the question, and then each contestant is going to secretly pass me both the answer to the question that they believe is right and the number of their points that they wish to wager. So the question is, in 2005, one of these not-so-prestigious awards went to a Croatian man who used a hand grenade as ballast in his chimney-sweeping rig. The grenade exploded when the man attempted to weld it to a chain, both killing him and making him eligible to receive what kind of award? And all three answers are in, along with their bets. All right, first, Dan's answer. Dan replied the Darwin Awards and wagered 3. The Darwin Awards is correct, so he scores +3, putting him at +6. And I'm sure that Eric is smiling because he also wrote the Darwin Awards and wagered the full amount of his score, 7 points, and that takes him to +14. Then Kevin must also be fairly happy because he answered Darwin Awards as well and bet 10, putting him at 32 points for his final total. So the final scores are in, and they are Kevin +32, Eric +14, and Dan trailing with +6. And that concludes this episode of the Test of Trivia podcast. I would like to thank all our contestants. You can visit the Test of Trivia on the web at testoftrivia.everythingdigital.org. And it is important for me to note that some of the questions on Test of Trivia are provided by opentrivia.com, a wonderful trivia resource that does license its questions under the Creative Commons Attribution License. Other than that, thanks for listening and stay subscribed.